This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. Participating in 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, the Prime Minister highlighted that BIMSTEC Centres of Excellence will be set up in India on disaster management, sustainable maritime transport, traditional medicine and research and training in agriculture. He also announced a new programme for skilling the youth, Bodhi, which stands for BIMSTEC for Organised Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this, training and scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. He also offered a pilot study by India to assess regional needs in digital public infrastructure and a capacity building program for cancer care in the region. Calling for greater regional economic integration, Prime Minister offered to establish BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce and to organise BIMSTEC Business Summit every year in India. Mr. Modi offered his condolences on the loss of lives in the devastating earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. He thanked his Thai counterpart Petangtan Shinawatra for successfully steering the BIMSTEC group. After successfully concluding his Thailand visit, Prime Minister Modi has since left for Sri Lanka for the second leg of his two-nation tour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's support for a democratic, stable, peaceful, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. In his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit, Mr. Modi underlined that India believes in the people-centric approach to the relationship. Briefing media in Bangkok, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, the Prime Minister highlighted the cooperation between the two countries over a long period of time that has delivered tangible benefits to people of both countries.
Prime Minister also urged in this regard that any rhetoric that vitiates the environment is best avoided. On the border, strict enforcement of the law and the prevention of illegal border crossings, especially at night, is necessary for maintaining border security and stability. There are a number of bilateral mechanisms between the two countries, and these mechanisms could meet as appropriate to review and take forward our ties.
The Union Cabinet has approved 4 projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in 3 states, Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh, and will increase existing network of Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometers. He said these projects include Sambalpur-Jharpada, 3rd and 4th line, Jharsuguda-Sasan, 3rd and 4th line, Kharasia-Naya-Raipur, Parmalkasa 5th and 6th line and Gondia-Balasharsha Duplink. Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Program 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the program will help in the comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इस प्रोजेक्ट पे सेकंड इसका फेज अप्रूव किया इंडो चाइना बॉर्डर पे 2023 में फर्स्ट फेज हुआ था कवर और आज सेकंड फेज कवर हुआ जिसमें 6,839 करोड़ रुपीस से और नए प्रोजेक्ट्स ऐड हुए अब उसके अलावा जितने भी प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं बाकी जितने भी एरियाज हैं गुजरात के राजस्थान के पंजाब के और इधर बांग्लादेश से रिलेटेड बॉर्डर एरिया मिजोरम म्यांमार से रिलेटेड एरिया इन सब को कवर करके एक सेकेंड फेज इसका चालू किया है.
India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $6.6 billion, reaching over $665.4 billion in the week ending March 28. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $6.15 billion to over $565 billion. At the World Boxing Cup 2025, Indian pugilist Hitesh reached the final of men's 70kg category in Brazil today, ensuring a silver medal for the country. He defeated Marc Antraor of France 5-0 in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.